This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Let's take some time with God together. And the best way for you to spend time with God, whether it's now or on your own at any time, is with your Bible open in front of you, allowing God to speak to you through the words that He inspired so many years ago. These words, the Holy Spirit that God sends to you, takes off the page and speaks to you personally, not just in a general way of truth, but really getting into your life. So open up your heart right now to God and say, "What do you have to say to me? I'm listening." We're reading through John and making comments, and we start in John 2:23 today. It says, "Now when Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, during the feast many believed in his name, seeing the signs which he was doing," the miracles, that is. "But Jesus, on his part, was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men. And because he did not need anyone to bear witness concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man. And there was a certain man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews." That means a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling body. "This man came to Jesus by night." He didn't want anyone to know that he felt a need to talk to Jesus. "And he said to Jesus, 'Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Truly, truly, I say to you.'" And whenever Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you," it means he's saying, "I'm about to say something that's going to be hard to believe, and yet it's true. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This was tough for Nicodemus, who thought you just had to be good enough and God would accept you. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you," again, hard to believe, but true, "unless one is born of water," that's physical birth, "and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." You need to be born of the Spirit, he's saying to Nicodemus. "Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak that which we know and bear witness to that which we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man," that's Jesus. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up," on the cross that is, "that whoever believes may in him have eternal life." Well, do you know, Jesus is saying to you the same thing he said to Nicodemus. It's not enough to just live a physical life on this earth. You need spiritual life, and you can only get that from God as His Holy Spirit does that miraculous work in you when you put your faith in Jesus Christ and trust in what He did for you at the cross when He was lifted up. When you receive God's forgiveness through Jesus, then you become born again. That means spiritual birth. Have you ever done that? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.